is George Calamaris, and I'm reading my poem, Jane Cortez Meets Thelonious Monk One Night and Decides to Revise Her Life. Maybe it happened this way. Jane Cortez sitting at the five spot, scribbling in her notebook, sipping a bourbon and water. Perhaps it happened when she was ovulating, the egg of her open and awake. Something entered her, some sound she had not yet heard, like bees bathing the blood. There he was, Sphere himself, that Chinese sedge hat Pharaoh Sanders also later wore, his thrumping notes, somehow something she knew had to be part of her poems, part of the parting from what had been. Her African and Filipino roots were there in the missing fifth note, in the way Monk hunched over the blast furnace of black and white keys he commanded. Yes, Ornette Coleman would be there in her future, marrying and divorcing music, poetry, and more. Sure, Dakar, Senegal would ask of her her voice years later, and she kept one tongue there and one in New York. But for now, piss-stained stares and the monkey man's wares, as she knew what was wet and slippery and muck, Monk's breathing, entering her steady woman breath, a third thing born between them, as if she were the offspring, an imagined love child of her heroes Sarah Vaughan and Aimé Césaire, or perhaps of others she adored, like Dinah Washington and Diz. Henry Dumas was there coaxing Josephine Baker, and Lorca, of course, though when he coupled with James Baldwin, the only child they could conceive was the right to write livelihood and equal tongue. She heard Monk play Ruby, my dear, Epistrophe, and Crepuscule with Nellie, and she knew once and for maybe the world could be fully right again, as if it ever had been. The legacy of the slave trade plagued her so much she settled in Senegal after years in L.A. in order to find the root chords of disharmony she might splinter and shift. Somewhere in advance of nowhere, she said, in a book title meant to disarm. Fire spitter, scarifications, mouth on paper. And we knew what she knew, that there were borders of disorderly time, clocks mapped onto mouths, confused by their own hands. Perhaps it went this way. One night at the five spot in a room of swirling blue smoke, that Jane scribbled in her notebook, that Monk reached into her and bathed the egg. Or perhaps her woman breath revealed to her it happened in other ways. Perhaps time went dead, that things happened in reverse, that Monk heard her words and borrowed from her the everywhere drums of her birth.